Zephan Blacksburg here, and to kick off our virtual summit, we have our very first guest. This is Dave Van Hoos, and Dave is the founder of SpeakingEmpire.com. He is a master sales trainer and motivator. He is a mentor and coach to some of the most experienced experts in the world. His leadership and sales abilities took his first seminar-based sales company, Foreclosures Daily, to number 35 on the Inc. magazine's list of 500 fastest growing companies. Within 3 years, Dave's company had 100 employees, over $30 million in revenue, and was producing 50 to 100 seminar events per month. Dave has focused his business life on motivating world-class people to achieve more than they ever thought possible. His own achievements have led him to channel his success and energy into his new charity foundation, which I'm sure he'll share with us here today. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm just excited and honored to be here with you. And what I came here to do is build as much value, give some tools, give some resources, and if it's okay with you, I came to give some gifts valued at thousands of dollars.
I think we can allow that. I think that'll be a good plan.
Okay.
So speaking is amazing. I mean, I didn't realize the power of it until I even started my podcast, because I realized that I had a story, but I was always so afraid to give it off to the world, you know, and kind of hand out this message to everyone. I'm curious to hear just a little bit about, how did you get into speaking and realize that this was something you could truly build a business out of?
Well, that's a beautiful question. And I think for me, I own a company called Speaking Empire. So I train all the top speakers in the world. And a lot of my clients said they were born speakers. They were meant to do this. Unfortunately, that wasn't for me. It's like, if I connect the dots backwards in life, I found out how I kind of fell into the speaking business. And for me, it was this. I went to school at Eastern Michigan, got my degree in sports medicine. So I became a licensed therapist in helping people recover after injuries, and worked in a hospital. So for 8 years of my career, I was a therapist, and I donated my life to servicing and helping individuals. Unfortunately for me, I was a professional football trainer and coach. I got hurt, and so I had to reinvent myself. And I figured I wanted to start a business. So I went down to a courthouse in Clearwater. I saw a foreclosure auction. I saw them bidding off houses at this courthouse steps. And I even saw them bid off a house for $100. I was like, man, I could have bought a house today at the courthouse. But Zephan, when I was down there, I had this idea. What if I took these foreclosure listings and put them onto a website and call it foreclosuresdaily.com? So like some people probably listening to us now, I started my first business on my credit card. I found a company, created this membership community, and I'm like, I'm going to charge $99 a month. I make so much residual income. I have total wealth and freedom. I launched it the first month, and it was going to help people save time, energy, money. Guess how many customers I got the first month?
I don't know.
Oh. Zero. Ooh. I thought if you had a good idea, customers would show up. And so I figured out, how do you get a customer, right? And I did what most entrepreneurs do, is I made the product better. I launched it the second month. Guess how many customers I got?
Zero.
Zero. So I used the only strategy I knew, which was the 6-foot rule.
Okay.
You know what the 6-foot rule is?
What is it?
Anybody within 6 feet from you, you tried to sell them. And I remember one time I'd rather goggle razor blades, imagine that, than ask somebody for $99 for my amazing service that I provided. So I found out it's very important. I'm going to be able to write this down. You know, selling is a system. And I found out using what I call the Socrates ways to sell, which was question-based selling. So then I got better at this, and obviously when you do something a lot, you get better and better and better. And one of the things that I want everybody to understand is, you know what successful people do? They're willing to fail and fail fast and get back up. And that's what I did. I failed fast. And then I'm asked this question, like, why am I selling one-to-one? Why don't I sell one-to-many? And that's when we did our first seminar. I got a bunch of tickets together, made up, and I had people come to my free foreclosure workshop. So I found out who my ideal client was, my avatar. I went out and handed flyers out, doing guerrilla marketing strategies, got him to a Denny's restaurant, and I wasn't the speaker. I had a speaker come, and he did the presentation, and we closed and made $2,000 that day. So I was hit. I'm like, man, the seminar business, getting one too many sales is the way to go. And then real fast, my company grew and grew and grew. And until one moment, I'll have to share with you of how I became the speaker. Now, I wasn't the speaker, but that's how I started my business. And through doing seminars and speaking, you know, we started making a lot of money fast.
Very cool. And so there's a couple things here that I really like about your story. First is that you really drive home that you don't have to do what you went to college for, because this is kind of where my whole idea of life rescripting comes in, is that everyone kind of thinks that they live under this script of you went to college for this thing, you get a job in this thing, you hold this job for 30, 40 years, and like that's who you are and that's what you do. So I really enjoy that right off the bat you share that part of your story that, you know, you went right into foreclosures. I mean, after a few years, of course, but I think it's important to note that right up front, that you don't have to stick to that path right from the get-go. The second thing is that I really resonate with the whole fail fast and fail forward and do it often, because I was in the same boat. I started, I think my first business was 16. It was computer repairs. my dad put a local ad in the paper, and they had to drive me. I didn't have my license. They had to drive me to clients' houses. And of course, like the first two or three times, guess how much money I made? Zero, because I couldn't fix the problem that they had, and I felt guilty charging the money for it. But I think that you kind of found this really important way of marketing yourself instead of one-to-one, which really isn't going to make nearly as much money, one-to-many, where not only are you financially better off, but you're also impacting the world in a greater way. So really the heart is kind of behind that in making a change in the world. So that's really neat. What sort of fears did you have going into speaking? Because it sounds like you weren't the first guy to speak from the stage, right? Like you made this event and you had somebody else speak. So where did that transformation happen where you were like, all right, I guess, you know, I've got to jump up on stage and do this now?
Well, that's a great question. And it kind of, it goes back to, they say, what is the number one fear on the planet? They probably say public speaking. Yeah. Actually, they say people would rather die first before do a presentation. And I have to sell with everybody today, public speaking easy. Speaking to sell is a whole nother level. So here's how my story goes. I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I struggled in life very young. My father was an alcoholic. My parents got divorced. So the growing up that I had, it was very challenging. And if that wasn't bad enough, I actually got held back from third grade to second grade. So I really didn't have any confidence. In fact, in high school, they put me in a resource room. So, and I graduated with only 1.2 grade point average. So I didn't have a very great bringing up. And here's what happened. So I started my business Foreclosures Daily, and we started doing these seminars. We would fill the room. The speaker would come in and present our product and message, and then people would run back and buy. And we started doing really, really good. We did more seminars and more seminars and more seminars. And in sports, I've always been an athlete. I've always had like certain numbers, like, you know, how much I can, you know, how fast I can go, how much I can lift. And one of my big numbers was this, to make $1 million in 1 month. And I'll never forget this moment when it happened. So I want to take everybody back to this moment. I'm sitting in my office. Imagine this, picture this. And me and my partner are looking, and we just did $1 million. We're in there like this, and we're celebrating. And Stefan, our controller, Monsieur, comes in, our accountant comes in, and goes, what are you guys doing? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, why are you guys celebrating? I'm like, dude, we just did $1 million, man. Yes. And he's like, man, did you read the P&L statement? I'm like, the P and what statement? You know, I was a football trainer. I didn't know anything. You know, I was just learning about business. The profit and loss statement. I'm like, hmm? He says, out of the $1 million, guess how much we profited?
Probably 100,000, 200,000.
Zero.
Oh, man.
So here's a very, very important lesson I want everybody to write down. It's not how much money you make. It's how much money you keep.
Okay.
So now we're looking down on the expenses, the hotel, the marketing, the product cost, employees. And then we had outside speakers. So in the speaking business, if you're the speaker and you come in and sell your products or services, they take 50% goes to the speaker and 50% goes to the promoter, which was basically us. So we look, out of $1 million, guess how much we paid to outside speaker commission?
Probably a ton.
$500,000, right? It's 50%.
Yeah.
So my partner's like, man, if we didn't have these outside speakers, we would have made $500,000.
Right.
And I'm like, yes. And then my partner's like, man, we need to have our own product, create our own box and our own, do I have our own presentations? So I'm like, yeah. And my partner looked at me and goes, you're the one. I go, me? No. Because in that moment, I didn't have an internal good picture of me coming from a divorced family, being held back. I didn't have a lot of confidence. And I'm like, no, I'm not the speaker. You know, I just came from my football sports medicine career into this. I don't have the experience. And they said, you're the one. So in that second, my whole body was paralyzed in fear. However, I found out in life when I experienced fear, instead of running away from it, I need to go right at it. So I said, I accept the challenge. And okay, but I knew I needed to be trained. So I said, you guys, I know there's a way to do this and I know I needed to get trained. So I went to this speaker boot camp, got trained for 3 days. So I come back and my partner's like, sit in the office. So how was that speaker boot camp, Mr. Speaker? I'm like, it was okay. They go, by the way, and when somebody says, by the way, you know you're in trouble, we've got your first gig. I'm like, okay. I said, well, where is it? They go, in South Carolina. I'm like, well, when? And they go, tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, tomorrow? I just got back. We haven't finished our product yet. I don't have a presentation. I was terrified. So I go home, try to grab a suit together. In football, we didn't really, I didn't have a suit. I wore Nike gear, whatever. And so I fly up to South Carolina. My market manager, my employee picks me up, takes me, drives me to this VFW hall. And I'm sitting in this car. I'm going to take everybody back. And I'm sitting in that car and I'm looking. And it's dark and it's gray. It's about 6:30 at night. And I look and I just get down and go, please, God, you know, let there be a fire, right? And no fire. I'm like, please, God, let there be a hurricane, something, tornado. And as I'm doing this, I'll never forget this moment. I looked up and the guy sitting in the car looks at me with these big white eyes and goes, dude, are you going to be okay? I'm like, what? He goes, you're pitch white.
Oh, man.
So I slowly opened the door, got out of the car, walked slowly up to the VFW. I opened the door and I peeked in and there's like 300 people waiting for me to speak. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I look and there's a banner and it says, Dave Van Hoos, Foreclosure King. I'm like, oh. And all the people start pointing at me because they know I'm the speaker. I'm like, so I did what you're supposed to do when you do your first speaking thing is I do what? I have to find what place? What do you think I have to find first?
I don't know.
Starts with a B. The bathroom. I asked, where's the bathroom?
Oh, I was going to say like the back of the room or something.
So I'm so nervous. I'm throwing up because I'm so scared. And the promoter comes, are you ready? I'm like, just one more. And I'm in the back and he's getting ready to introduce me. He says something like this. In a moment, I'm going to introduce Dave Van Hoos. And Dave is somebody who's going to teach you and share with you how to buy and sell foreclosures. Just give him a warm welcome. So I get up on the stage. And bam! Time stopped. I started sharing my story. Telling him how I had to reinvent myself because I got hurt in football. I did my first real estate deal. And I'm captivating him. And I got in this zone. And at the end of the presentation, everybody get up right now. We go back and buy the system. And they did. I was like, whew. So the people ran back. I ran to the bathroom. So I was in the bathroom going, oh my God, I can't believe I just did my first presentation. And so I'm sitting in the bathroom. I didn't want to get out because I didn't want to talk to anybody. I was so nervous. So I come out And the promoter's like, where have you been? I'm like, has everybody gone? He's like, where have you been? I'm like, well, how did we do? You know, how many sales did we get? Did anybody, you know, say anything? He says, oh my gosh. I'm like, what? He goes, you did the best we've ever done. I'm like, I go, how much money did we make? He goes, $50,000.
Wow.
Wow. In 90 minutes, I made 50 grand. So I was hooked. I knew that the speaking business, and I learned this, is the most, I want everybody to write this down. The speaking business is the most profitable business there is. And speaking is the most profitable learned skill set you can learn on planet Earth. That's why Tony Robbins, Richard Branson, who's a billionaire, does. The speaking business is the most profitable thing you can ever consider to do. So long story short, I started speaking, and I'm flying back on an airplane listening to Tony Robbins, and Tony Robbins is like, you know, I wasn't the best speaker in the world, so I spoke 4 times a day, 7 days a week. So that's what I did. I started speaking twice a day, you know, 7 days a week. And within 3 years, as you can see behind me, I grew my company to the Inc. 500 as the 35th fastest growing private company by Forbes magazine in the United States of America.
Wow.
And so I found out that the speaking business is not only the fun business, it's the absolute best strategy you can ever consider to get customers, cash flow, and increase your profitability in your business. And so today I own a company called Speaking Empire, where I work with doctors, lawyers, business people, speakers, authors, entrepreneurs, people who are network marketing, and I teach them that speaking is a science. And I show my mathematical formula. And in fact, you've seen some of my students go from zero to hero very fast, because I want everybody to understand this. Tony Robbins wasn't born with a microphone in his mouth, was he? He learned the strategy and the system. And in fact, at the end of this conversation, I came here to give. I got some amazing free gifts to give away, which is my Confidence for Public Speaking, some speaker training, how to run a profitable speaking business, and I've got a whole bundle of product to give away for free for the listeners at the end. We'll talk a little bit about that in a moment, of how everybody can get this system, which I price over $500 and priceless to me. And we're going to give everybody an opportunity to get it for free.
Very cool. Well, first of all, thank you so much for being so willing to share that with everybody who's watching and tuning in today. I've also had to say, second of all, you have a really good Tony Robbins impression. So I think you've been practicing that one.
Yes.
So I've got two things that come up for me here. So the first thing is that it sounds that people buy a lot based off of you sharing your story and not necessarily talking about the product the whole time, you know. So like a lot of the times, if you just watch through television commercials, you know, what are you seeing? The lawyers that talk about, have you been hurt in a car accident? But then you go and you see an Apple commercial and they're not talking about the iPhone. They're talking about the fact that, you know, little grandson Joe is, you know, FaceTime chatting with his grandfather halfway across the world. So they're selling the story behind it and what the product actually enables them to do. So that's something that I'd love to hear about and how that plays a role in your speaking. And then number two is really, a lot of people are probably wondering right now, what do you sell? Because it's, you know, you can sell tickets to your speaking event, but they're probably curious, you know, what can you sell at the end of your talk? So a little bit about how important your story is, and then what exactly do you sell?
Well, let's start with number one. So when you're doing a presentation, and you're right, a lot of these companies have no clue how to market, or what I call direct response. Most people try to sell the product. In fact, that's what I first did. When I created this software to help real estate investors, I would get up in front of the group. I'd actually sit down and I would show them how cool, how the foreclosure list, you can pull them right from the courthouse, and here's how you can buy them, and here's all the money you can make. And I'm showing them the features, and I'm showing this amazing software. And I said, everybody go ahead and go back and invest. And it was like crickets back there. And then after doing it, and then I'm like, well, let me try. I'm going to share my story. And when I shared my story, and I grabbed the attention, and I captivated them, and I got them emotionally, and then I said, everybody get up right now and go back. And half the room would go back. So I want everybody to write this down. Stories sell, facts tell. So a lot of salespeople, a lot of speakers try to tell people about their product. People don't care about the product. In fact, Apple doesn't sell the Apple computer. They sell their why. They sell what their why is. Steve Jobs is a great storyteller, great speaker. And that's what really Apple and a lot of these great companies are doing. So if you have a product or service, you know, you always want to tell your story, because here's the most important thing that I've learned after 3,000 presentations. I want everybody to listen to me and focus on me, is this. People don't buy the product, they buy you first. Doesn't matter what you're selling. Now, I know this could sound very, very strange, but it's never about the product. It's always about the pitch. It's about the presentation. I can sell anything to anybody, anytime, from stage, on a webinar, on a stage. I can take anybody's product within 2 seconds, sell it better than them. And that's because of learning all the persuasion and influencing techniques that I've learned of presenting. And you probably see me on stage. People run to the back of the room to invest in whatever I'm selling. And it's, I want to break down some of these principles. That's number one. Number two, you ask me, what do you sell? Well, one of the things my company does is I own a company called Speaking Empire. And what we do is I sit down with people in my office. It's called our Power Day process. And I take people and find out what is in their head that's specialized knowledge. And I pull it out of them, and then we create a box, a system, or a course. And what I do is I create a hot button close. So when I write a presentation, I write the offer first, and then mathematically I build the presentation backwards. See, what most other people do is they try to teach, and oh, by the way, sell my product. So a better strategy would be to start backwards. I hope that makes sense to everybody. And when you're writing your offer, is you want to create what I call the hot button. People don't buy the features, they buy the benefits. So sell the benefits. In fact, they sell the benefit of the benefit.
Very cool. So it's just interesting to hear that. I think some people would probably be concerned that they don't have that specialized skill, or don't realize that they have that specialized skill in their head that is sellable, because they see so many other people out here selling something similar, or, you know, it's kind of like how there's tons of car makers out there. Why would you go and start another car manufacturing company because there's so many out there? So what do you have to say to people who are concerned that either, you know, there's too many others in the market, or that they don't really have a legitimate idea?
Let's start with number one. You said there's too many people in the market. You know, I've worked with so many speakers, and I've taught them, you know, in real estate, and guy would come to you, you know, Dave, I'd love to come to you, but I do short sales, and you've already worked with a short sale guy. There is no scarcity. There's only abundance. You know, the universe has enough for as many people to do whatever they want to do. So get rid of that self-limiting belief that you're going to attract the type of people that who you are. That's number one. Number two, I can give you a couple strategies. So what I've been working with is a lot of people, let's just say they're a dentist, a chiropractor, or a real estate investor, or a realtor, and they do their job very well. Well, today, people want that specialized knowledge. So what I do is I show them how to become an expert, a coach, a consultant, and we pull out of them what are the successful actions that you're doing, and then we package it up into a course or a boot camp or a training, and then you offer that up and people buy. Today, the seminar business, the education business, is a $1 billion industry. And so it's huge right now. There's a huge flux of people going to seminars. It's the information age. And so now packaging up your information and selling it is a huge business model. Now, for some people say, well, I'm not an expert. Well, great. My partner wasn't an expert in business credit, so he interviewed somebody else from the interviews like you're doing, took the interviews and created the product, and then he offered that up. So you do not have to be the expert to be the speaker and be the owner of the product. In fact, today, a lot of my clients, I get them hooked up with books and courses by a ghostwriter will build it. So the question is, do you think Britney Spears writes her own songs, or these authors write their own books? No, they have somebody, what you call a ghostwriter, take and pull out of you and put your product together. So don't let any of these self-limiting beliefs stop you from stepping into your purpose-driven life.
I think that's the best words of wisdom right there, is so many people just stop themselves before they even try. You know, they don't even consider the possibilities that could come out of it. We're getting pretty close here to the end, but I'm curious if you could add any more, I guess, encouragement or motivation to push people to speak, because I'm sure there's tons of people out there who would make amazing speakers but have never really even considered speaking. I mean, it was something that I had never even thought of up until the last year. You know, being a videographer, that's where I got my start. I was used to being behind the camera, so when people put me in front of the camera, like, man, even family photos, I'm still trying to run away from. So I wasn't good at first at being on the camera and showing myself to others. So is there any just additional words of encouragement or inspiration? You know, there's clearly a lot of money in this, you know, $50,000 in 90 minutes. I mean, some people don't make that in an entire year. So there are great opportunities financially. Perhaps, you know, what does this open up for you other than just money?
Well, I think, you know, you made a very good comment there. You know, I was making $50,000 a talk, and imagine this, I was doing 2 talks a day. 5 days a week. So I was making more in a year than people make in a lifetime. So the speaking business, from a monetized business, is absolutely incredible. You know, who makes the money? Is the person behind the scenes, like you said, or the person in front of the scenes? Very few people have the courage and the what I call the guts to step into that greatness and step into their power. So that's number one. Number two, I believe all of us have a message, a purpose in them. And I believe it only takes one message to change the world. And so did Martin Luther King. So if you have a passion in you, if you have a purpose in you trying to transform lives, the speaking business is the most incredible business. It's what I call the fun business. Now, if you're an entrepreneur, business owner, and you're looking to get more customers and more cash flows, by doing seminars and speaking will absolutely add a zero to your business. So let's just take an example. Let's say you're an attorney or a chiropractor, or a doctor, or a dentist, and you're looking to get more patients or more clients. Well, the best thing you could ever consider doing is doing like free weekend workshops, where you go out and you do what I call education-based marketing. Go out and teach people and show people what you do. Go out and speak at chamber groups. Go speak at conferences, and you'll be surprised, because you're the speaker, of how many customers you'll get. Because when you become the speaker, you get instant authority. It's free marketing. It builds your brand. Massive cash flow comes into it, and you get to really change a lot of lives. So, you know, becoming a speaker will open up unlimited possibilities to your life and change your world. You know, I've traveled all around the world. I've been to Russia, Australia, Europe. I've spoken in almost every major city in the United States. And, you know, I made, like I said, a lot of money, made Inc. 500, all because of I added speaking to my business. So what I want to do, I want to give everybody a free gift away, because I want all of you to, you know, have the power. So what I'm going to give to you is, I've got my advanced speaker influencing program. It's going to teach you how to influence anybody, be the most powerful person in a room. I've also got my confidence for public speaking. It's a process and a system where I change the belief in your mind so you have absolute confidence and certainty to deliver your presentations. And I've got my speaking formula, how to run your speaking business, and my profitable speaking manifesto. We charge $500 for all this. I'm going to do this for those of you who take action right now and click speakingempire.com/purpose. It's my free gift to all of you, just for being here and taking the time with us, because I believe your scarcest resource on this planet is your time, and I hope we build value for you, and I want to build more value for you. So go ahead and go to speakingempire.com/purpose. And any of you that would love to talk to my coaches, feel free to go to my website, speakingempire.com, call my office, let me know what we can do to help you. Get you on the speaking circuit. If you have any questions, what I'll do is I'll have one of my coaches sit down with you and build some value for each and every person here.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing that, Dave. And I really hope everyone heads on over. It's speakingempire.com/purpose, right?
Yep. That's to get the free gift of the advanced speaking the Confidence for Public Speaking, the Speaking Manifesto, and How to Run a Profitable Speaking Business. You're actually going to love that and want that badly. And again, we charge $500. You go to my website, you're going to have to pay. If you go to that link, it's my gift to each and every one of you here today. And again, I always tell people, in life, play to win or don't play at all. Step into your greatness. Step into the power that you were meant to be. And don't leave your song inside of you when you leave this planet.
Dave, thank you so much for sharing that. That really is probably the best way to round this all off. I think that speaking has such a great value, and it's something that so many of our listeners are probably going to be interested in now. So everyone should be heading over to speakingempire.com/purpose. And Dave, thanks again for being here today.
You're welcome.